It is just about a minute after 8 o'clock. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. Simply gorgeous Friday morning. It's going to be a cool one. I shouldn't say cool and warm in the same sentence. Going to be a great warm afternoon today. It'll be our last day of warmth before we're expecting clouds and some storms to move in this weekend. Not sure how much rain we'll get, but in the area, just beware of that. Enjoy today. So as we do each and every Friday, we are delighted, I tell you, delighted to welcome in Joelle Padue. She is with the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, and it's time for Chamber Chat. Good morning, Joelle.
Morning, Ed. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you. It's good to see you today.
Good to see you.
All right. We were talking music. You walked in on the Greta Van Fleet thing. So yes. We've been talking. You have a really, really rich background of cool music, I noticed.
Yes, I love music.
Right.
I probably listen to music any chance I can.
Right.
My neighbor probably hates me. So sorry.
You listen loudly as well, then.
No, I try to. But it's like I wake up at 6 in the morning. I'm like, oh, I have to play my music.
All right. Well, we got to get you in here sometime, and you and I will just chill and roll with some music. Yes. All right. Let's do that. I saw you at the ribbon cutting last night.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Did you get to eat it?
I got to go food. I didn't do any of the snacks as they walked around with them, but I got to go food. I got fish and chips, and Anne-Marie got a vegan burrito.
Oh, nice.
So delicious, absolutely spectacular food.
Well, after the ribbon was cut, I was like, where did everybody go? But that place is so big that I didn't realize that everybody like got spread out, and there was over 100 people that RSVP'd.
Yeah. That was a really, really successful night, and I wish them a lifetime of success in that spot.
Yeah.
Especially if the food stays like that, no problem.
Yeah.
Fish and chips was out of this
fresh,
world.
It was fast, fresh. She said fish food, but I was like seafood.
Yeah, it's fish food. Yeah, well, is that what fish are eating?
Yeah.
So tell us a quickie, if you would, about your grandmother and her historical placement there.
So my grandma is in, has always been in the Hotel Laguna. She has a picture off of the Welcome Laguna Beach sign that used to be by Nye's.
Right.
But my husband pointed out that she is now in the Laguna Fish Company men's bathroom right above the urinal.
It is one of the greatest pictures I've ever seen.
Yeah, and I had a chance to take a picture and send it to my family.
All right, well, good, good. Everyone's happy and everyone proud that grandma's directly over the urinal.
Proud, disturbed, and...
Well, very cool. And it is a great picture. It is a great, a classic, iconic shot.
Yeah.
Very cool to know that your grandmother's in there. You brought with you Carly Tway today. Carly Tway is with Mirka Babe Designs.
Yes.
Good morning, Carly. How are you?
Good morning. I'm excited to be here.
We're excited to have you here as well. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being on time, first of all. On time is so important.
She was early.
I know, early. We had a chance to just chill and talk with her and learn that she likes to meditate silently before coming in here.
Yeah, opposite of y'all. Yeah.
So you've been to the station a couple of times before.
Yes, on Awakening Code Radio with Michelle and Eric a couple times. I love them.
Those are
my cosmic parents.
Okay. So they are, if you're a cosmic kid, they're your parents.
And yes.
Yeah, I get that. All
yes.
Right. All right. We'll talk. So tell us about Mirka Babe Designs.
Mirka Babe Designs, brand new to Laguna Beach, but it's been an online store for about eight or 9 years.
Right.
Mirka Babe can be translated into mind, body, spirit. So it's all things tapping into your own soul's intuition, healing of the mind, body, and spirit. It's a crystal shop. I handcraft all of the jewelry inside of it. We do sound baths. We have events. We do all the things.
As you handcraft jewelry, do you feel something from the stones? Do you feel something from the jewelry that you're crafting? And specifically, when you see a customer come in, can you kind of put those together? Do you match make?
Absolutely. So I feel like every time I make a piece, it's going to a specific person. I just don't know who yet.
Right.
But when someone walks in the door, I can kind of sense that I'm like, oh, this would be perfect for them. It's not always finding out why. It's just more about the feeling, that gut instinct. We all have that.
Right.
That instinct of, oh, you know what? This would be perfect for you. And then they come back in a month later and they're like, you'll never understand what just happened. Like, I quit my job. I left my boyfriend. All of a sudden, all these things started opening up for me. And so, you know, it's like a key into like the next phase of your life.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make a note right now. Quitting a job, leaving your boyfriend, hey, good sign. All right. So fashion-wise, where did you get this image? You carry a really cool image personally. Where did you get the image for others in fashion?
Well, I think when I make the jewelry, I kind of just go into a meditative state like I did on the way here. I just go into silence. I go into meditation. I just allow my mind's eye to kind of open and show me. I don't really pull inspiration from too many places other than I just kind of open up the mind's eye and just let it kind of come in and create that way. I'm kind of... I'm really inspired by like the goddess archetypes. So okay. Like ancient Egyptian art and all the goddesses there, goddess right. Isis, Ishtar, Hathor, right. All of those women and their archetypes and how they help us in the next phases of our lives. I kind of pull inspiration from there. Otherwise, it just comes from the ether, I guess.
Right. So the names you mentioned really not just beauty, but power as well, I notice.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So you believe you want to empower people with the jewelry you make for them, with the items that you put in front of them.
Absolutely. It's less about coming in and being like, what will this pendant or this crystal do for me? But more along the lines of how will this crystal or this piece of jewelry illuminate the radiance that already resides within me?
I love that. Yeah. I love that. So what do you say to someone like me, a cynic, who would walk in to your place and love your stuff and go, oh, I like that, but I just like it for what it looks like. Do you try to open my door?
No.
Okay.
It's a total personal experience, right. But I will say that once you walk in the doors, you'll feel something.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Something.
All right. Hey, turn on the air. It's a little warm in here, man. I'm feeling something here. Have you been in the store, Joelle?
Yeah, we had a ribbon cutting last month.
Did you feel something?
Did I feel something? You know what? It's funny that she says all of this because part of me is like, I need to like meditate. I'm just listening to music all the time.
Right.
But I did get a piece from her and I've been sitting there and I just haven't been called to actually opening it. Like I've kept it there and I'm like, it's not my time.
Right.
Like, you really has to like, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it.
Explain what she's trying to tell us. I love that.
When it calls, you answer. But it's this thing about readiness. Like, we're not ready until the absolute instant time that we're ready in anything. Right. You know, we're not ready to do the thing or make the leap or take the step until that moment that we're ready. And readiness is this really magical thing because we aren't until the moment that we are. So when you're seeing this piece sitting on your nightstand or wherever it is and you're looking at it on a side eye being like, okay, I'm not ready. Yet I'm not ready to touch it yet. It's just waiting for that moment where you are in total alignment with whatever its magic is, and you guys will click and sync up together, and then whatever's meant to unfold will unfold. Whether it's just you feeling amazing that day putting it on, or you having this wild, you know, experience of full emotions or stepping into your true power.
Beautifully explained.
Yeah.
Absolutely perfectly explained. Thank you for that. Can I take you back a little bit?
Yes.
Fifth grade. What kind of student were you? Were you this girl in fifth grade and sixth grade? Did you have this sense of those around you like you do now?
You know what's so funny? You say fifth and sixth grade. I think that was the moment that I became this girl. Mm-hmm. My dad handed me the book, The Secret. Do you remember that?
I remember the book. I did not read it.
It was about the law of attraction. It was about whatever energy you put out into the world is going to be reflected back at you. So my dad handed me this book, The Secret, in the sixth grade. And he's like, you can manifest your life. And I'm like, huh? Yeah. And so I read this book and I'm like, well, if I can manifest my life, I want a boyfriend. I want all A's. I want cool clothes. And let me tell you, it worked.
It's on bookshelves right now, actually. You ought to get The Secret, I'm telling you. So what do you envision for the future of Mirka Babe Designs, the storefront?
The storefront. I want it to be a place where people can come and explore. People can come and try something new. They can come into the store and see the beauty and then feel that within themselves. I really want it to be a place where people can just gather and have fun and explore the crystals and astrology in themselves. And yeah, I just want it to be an open door.
Online, the online that you did before you went storefront, more difficult to read clients, obviously. And what is that disconnect? What does that disconnect mean? Now that you have the connection, do you notice a disconnect online?
Yes, I have so much more energy now right. than I did when I was working on it online. It was almost hard to start. because it was like I wasn't front facing. I wasn't talking to everybody. I wasn't receiving the energy that I was giving out. It was almost like an imbalance of energy. Right. So now that I'm front facing at the store, greeting the people that are going to be taking these pieces home every day, I go home and I'm like, oh, I have a perfect idea. Like, I'm inspired. I'm taking inspiration from Laguna, from this amazing city, from the people that walk in. Right. And it's just the creativity, the juices are flowing.
All right. I love that. So let me ask you a difficult question that's going to probably be difficult for me to hear. What are you feeling from me? What energy did you get from me when you first walked in the door?
You are a very vibrant person. Okay. Yeah, you have a vibrancy about you. Also, you have like, you're like, there's a doorway right here. And to this world that I'm talking about, your toes are like right over the threshold. You're like, I'm curious, but I'm not there yet. And that's fine. And you don't have to be. And that's the beauty of it. It's all a choice. It's all a decision. There's energy flowing anyways. Right. So whether we tap into it or not, it's like, it's just up to preference. We can make it whatever we want it to be.
So essentially the same as when you just told Joelle, when you're ready, you're ready. Essentially that. All right.
Yeah.
All right, I love that. All right, thank you. But
I'm not the same as Ed.
Oh, heavens no, please don't. I wouldn't wish that on anyone. I swear to you, I really wouldn't. So tell us where we can find you, first of all, online, and then tell us where the store is.
You guys can find me online at www.mercababedesigns.com, at Carly Tway on all socials, and then right across the street from Laguna Coffee and Active Culture in Laguna Beach on PCH.
Perfect, perfect. And?
And she's right next to Peony, who we had the day after her ribbon cutting. Remember I was saying, like,
yes,
our neighbors?
Yes.
It's just fun to, like, have different people on Chamber Chat and be like, oh, we had your neighbor, and, like, the different... Right. I don't know, the different inspiration they have, and it's just they're all next to each other. They're all creatives.
It's a connection too. It is an amazing connection that we have with them and with our local merchants and with magnificently gifted local merchants, by the way, I should say. And I can't wait to walk in there. I swear I cannot wait to walk into your place right now. So thank you very much for that. And when you come back, Joelle, and we do music, bring her with you.
Oh,
let's make a deal. Okay,
all right. Sorry, it's my time.
Sorry, I was telling Ed that I wanted to play my music.
And you will play your music. We'll totally.
Okay, fine, Carly, you can come.
So what you can do is we'll bring her and you can exclude her. No, we'll have a separate time for you where we'll just sit and chat, all right? We'll do that. So what else is happening with the chamber? I know that you're busy. I know you've got some busy days ahead, including the, which I can't wait for, the State of the City.
Yes, we have the State of the City in April, April 11th, and our presenting sponsor is Empress Builders. We also have other sponsors with the Providence Hospital.
I had Seth Teagan in here a couple of weeks back.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Waste Management and Cox.
All right.
So thank you then. we have a ribbon cutting next Thursday, Zandbergen Group.
And what do they do? I know what they do. I'll explain it to the audience in a second. We got to roll through these.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. And we have more ribbon cuttings in March, like Eco Now.
Right.
We have an Army, the U.S. Army recruiting station is going to have a ribbon cutting. It's in Lake Forest, but we do anything for the Army, right?
Right, right.
And
they actually have ribbon cuttings for recruiting stations. Wow.
They just became a chamber member, and they really wanted a ribbon cutting.
Very cool.
We're going to support them, so that will be really cool. We have a lot more in March, but then also in May, you want to get your golf tickets.
Right,
for the
golf tournament.
May 15th.
Yes.
And if you haven't gotten your Pageant of the Masters tickets for Locals Night,
right,
definitely go online, go to the Chamber website, and get your tickets.
All right, beautiful. Now, for the golf tournament, you know I'm there every year. I don't golf, but I'm there, and we'll be playing music, and I'll be saying hello, giving out T-shirts and sweatshirts.
I'm excited. I haven't been.
Right. Oh, you're going to have a blast.
Remember, I started afterwards.
Right, right. Yeah. You're gonna have a blast. It's a lot of fun to just take the golf carts and just roll in front of people as they're trying to putt. Yeah,
I was telling,
it upsets the real golfers.
Mm-hmm. I was telling Cookie Lee yesterday, she's like, I don't golf, but my husband does. I'm like, well, then he can golf, and we'll hang out. And I told her, we can hang out with Ed at the... at the music because I knew that you had a...
Yeah, the booth. We're going to set up the booth and it's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you. And thank you both. Thank you, Carly, for coming in today. Delighted to walk into your store here eventually and soon. And thank you, Joelle. And yes, you will have that hour just by yourself with just you and the music, I swear. So 8:17 the time. Thanks to both of you. This has been Chamber Chat. It's The Mornings with Ed Show.